All right. Well, what's poop scooping, guys? Welcome back to another episode of SRA, the podcast. I have some bad news for you, Elias. I deleted the other episode that we uploaded about a month ago because it sucked so much.
You mean the one that where we sounded like we're dead inside?
Yes. And there's Minecraft music playing in the background because the echo was so bad.
That made it so much better, the Minecraft music.
Well, then I'll just throw some Minecraft music on this one. So, first off, insert the SRA intro right now. Okay, thanks.
And, you know, I got a new catchphrase for us. Bruh, it's SRA.
Nice. Anyways, so for those of you listening, this is probably the newest episode you've heard after a, 3-year hiatus? Welcome back.
That's right.
Not much has changed, except I'm single, Elias is married, but we're still depressed.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with option D, which is kill myself. So
I'm going to reference back to my old self, back in the Toontown story. Can I kill you? Can I kill you?
Please. You know, speaking of, there's quite literally and clearly only two options in life, and it's either can I kill you or can I get killed?
As my coworker told me today, there's only two things in life that are a surprise. The gender of your baby and death.
I mean, and there's no such thing as gender anymore, so technically it's just death now. So
that's
the only thing
facts
to look forward to.
You know what? I got something that I want to ask you. What's the deal with dentists? Went to the dentist the other day. They were like, do you drink energy drinks? And I'm like, yeah. How much do you drink a day? Like 3? How can you tell? They're like, because you got like 30 cavities, dude. I'm like, that's not possible because that's more than the amount of teeth I have. And they're like, no, you need to come back to get some cavities filled. So
they're like, you have four forming on one tooth. So
exactly. They're like, your entire mouth is one big cavity. I'm like, no. So
that changed everything. Just yeah. No.
They're like, oh, my bad. Anyways. Like,
sorry, you have 2? No. Oh, 0? Oh, okay.
All right. They're like, did you go to dentist school? I'm like, yeah. Oh, my bad.
You're like, actually, I went to veterinarian school, so I think I know a thing or two.
I went to vet tech school, and we learned about animal teeth, so I technically know more than you do.
So pretty much it's the same thing. So
then they were like, oh, I didn't know you were chill like that. Anyways.
And then he dapped you up, and he was like, dude, that's Skibbity Riz Lord.
That's right. And then I come back like 2 months later to get this so-called 30 cavities filled. And then they're trying to talk to me while my mouth is full of crap. They're like, so what do you do for work? I'm like, because one, my mouth is full of saliva, their fingers, and this freaking suction tool. And second, I didn't have any cavities in the first place, so no.
I think I'm convinced that dentists are basically like tarot card readers. You know, like, they just generalize everything about your life. They're just like, oh, you know, you're depressed. Everybody's depressed, you know. But they're like, oh, do you drink energy drinks? Do you drink drinks? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, that's 30 cavities. So they just like play on the generalization. Pretty sure you don't even have any cavities. Can I kill me?
That's why when they frickin' floss your teeth with a shoestring and then you're bleeding, like Micah said in the last episode, they're like, oh yeah, you're bleeding because you don't floss. No, I'm bleeding because you just sliced my gum open.
Yeah, you just spent about 2 hours scraping my gums with this plaque remover. Pretty sure I don't even have any plaque. Pretty sure you just wanted to stab me repeatedly, but it's fine. And then right after, they're like, what, you're suffocating in your own blood and saliva? Oh, here you go. Here's a lollipop flavored venti caramel latte or whatever they put on your teeth. I don't even know. I've never been to the dentist.
They're like, what? You're suffocating in your own blood in the suction tool? Anyways, what do you do for work?
Yeah, then they put the suction tool in it, and then it just like rips out your intestines out of your mouth.
Oh, pretty sure that suction tool came out my other end.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways, so needless.
After they put that in my mouth, I crisped up like SpongeBob and Patrick in that one movie.
Where they were rehydrated by the tear of the Goofy Goober?
Yeah.
What an iconic movie. I don't think people realize how great that movie actually is. Because you look back, I go back and I watch SpongeBob now as an adult, and I'm like, this crap is hilarious.
It is, because then you like figure out all the, you know, jokes, you know, you actually understand them.
And you realize that Squidward is actually depressed and wants to die. Relatable.
So he's like literally the most like realistic character in there. I quite literally thought that that was the end of the SpongeBob era ever.
The movie?
Yeah, because when they were like drying out, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to die.
And then they died and then came back to life.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how all the other fish and sea creatures that were in that shop in Shell City were literally dead and dehydrated, but the instant they got hit with a little bit of water, they were rejuvenated and alive again. How is it? Is that how that works in real life?
Yeah.
If I go to a funeral and I go spit on the corpse, is she or he just immediately going to sit up and be like, ah, I'm back?
Yeah, I'm just going to go to a cemetery and just start watering everything. Give the caretaker a little surprise.
So you're telling me if I go to an Indian burial ground that's ancient and I go take a leak out on the dirt, some old dude is going to rise up and go, oh, my bad. Didn't mean to pee on your body. And then he's going to reclaim the territory that we stole from him. And then he's going to build a casino.
Shoot me with an arrow. That's so funny you mentioned that, because I literally just went to a casino with my grand, because I was just getting lunch with my grandma and my aunt.
Grandma Char?
No. My grandma Trish. They invited me, but they were going to, my grandma has like points there or something.
At A-Lin-A?
Yeah. So they just invited me to just go with them. And so I just had lunch with them. That's literally all we did, is we went and we just had lunch and then we left. And she just paid with her points that she had.
Was it like the big buffet?
No, it was like a sushi restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, Illinois is actually balling with like the cafes and like
really
restaurants and stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's newer. I've always wanted to go there, but I'm not a gambler and I don't want to pay. Last time I went to a casino buffet, I think it was like $60 a person and all I had was a slice of chicken. So I might have overpaid for that. But I'm kind of a little weary of casinos now, but I'm going to Vegas in next month. So you already know I'm going to come back a dead man.
Pretty much. Why are you going to Vegas?
Because I'm going to see Lord Huron in concert.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm
staying for a few days just to check it out, because I've never been to Vegas.
Are you driving there or are you going to fly there?
Not with gas prices these days. It's like $5 a gallon.
I know. Cost me $85 to fill up my tank today.
You know how much it cost me to fill up my tank? Like, what, 35 like now.
Wow, that's crazy.
I wonder how much it usually is, like 20.
Wow, that's some major problems right there.
You know what I want to know?
Your car is also like 2 inches long, so.
You know what your sister called it? She said, if my car was a toe, it would be the big toe. Which I'm like, that's messed up, but it's pretty accurate, so.
Well, that's all right, because you got the Hoonigan.
I got the Hoonigan, and I got the mud flaps on that bad boy. And I got Apple CarPlay in it now, so suck it.
Nice.
Your sister can't talk because her tags literally expired 4 years ago.
Also, my sister's car looked like it's been crumpled by those machines that you drop it, that, you know, you drop it off at the car graveyard and just crushes it.
It looks
she's
like,
been hit so many times.
It looks like that, but the inside also looks like it was one out of inside of a Dave and Buster's claw machine, because it's filled with Hello Kitty crap.
Yeah, it looks like Hello Kitty threw up in there, you know, and not just threw up more Hello Kitty stuff, literally threw up barf, because like the seats are stained.
Look, I'm not one to judge. I have bird pictures inside my room, so.
Yeah, but at least you make it look organized.
I actually reorganized it. I took down the entire bird wall, and I condensed it, and it looks a lot better. You know what I want to know, though? How I always see pictures on Facebook of random people meeting celebrities on the streets. I'm like, why are these celebrities out in the wild, and how come I've never met one before?
I don't know how many celebrities. I've actually met a lot of celebrities.
Who? Who have you met?
Dude, I've met Ross Lynch. I met the guy who played...
a celebrity?
And technically...
Look, if you appeared in a Disney Channel only show, then
he's been in more stuff than that,
like the Dahmer movie.
He's been in more than that, though.
That doesn't matter.
I'm not saying like he's the highest celebrity. There's different ranks of celebrities. He's not like an A-list celebrity or anything.
He's definitely a Z-list celebrity.
But I saw him. I went to a concert, a Brockhampton concert, and mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf touched me on the shoulder to get up serious? To the front. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and I was literally just like, I was kind of towards the back. And all of a sudden, like, I feel this hand on my shoulder, and I like, kind of look over, and I hear this guy say, "Excuse me." And he was like making his way to the front of the, towards the mosh pit. And I was like, man, something's very familiar about that guy. And I like kind of like stood there for a second, and I was like, is that Shia LaBeouf? And I went, no way. And then I like double taked, and he like kind of like turned his head towards me, and I was like, that's Shia LaBeouf. And I was like, oh my gosh, I started sweating.
That was your instant reaction, was you were sweating.
Yeah, I just instantly like started sweating all over him.
Did he have a Winco bag on top of his head that said, I'm not famous anymore?
Yeah, he did.
Nice. Was he also naked and roaming through the crowd like a cannibal?
Yeah.
Have you seen that music video?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
I love that video. Well, that's cool. I've met zero celebrities in my life. Now, you know what? That's not true. I technically met a celebrity. I was once watching this Hallmark movie at my mom's house, this Hallmark Christmas movie, called A Christmas Bunny. And one of the girls in there, it was made like 10 years prior, so I looked her up, and I was like, oh, she's actually pretty cute, and she's actually my age. Let me follow her on Instagram. So I followed her, and then like I just randomly messaged her one day, and she messaged me back, and we were chatting. Really? Yeah, and we were chatting for a little bit. She hadn't been in any big movies, mainly Hallmark movies. But so I consider her a Z-lister as well. But we were chatting it up, and I was like, you know what? You want to go on a date? And then she blocked me after that. So she blocked me.
So she was just having a normal conversation. You're just like, you know what? Maybe do you want to go out on a date? And she's like, blocked.
Exactly. I was like,
that actually kind of sucks.
It was probably because I was like, you know, she was in that movie, The Christmas Bunny. So I was like, will you the on my Christmas until I bunny? And then blocked.
Is that literally what you said?
No.
I was going to say, because then I understand that, but...
No, if I would have said that, she probably would have agreed to go on a date with me.
Probably. You know what? No, you're right.
I'm always right.
Well, speaking of celebrities, I consider us celebrities at this point. Probably getting up there to A tier, but... speaking of which, just the other day, I was, you know, grabbing a boba tea, you know, just walking. And, you know, obviously nobody really knows what we look like. They can just tell by our voices. Just getting a boba tea. And I was like, I was drinking it, sitting down. And I started talking to my dad because I went with him, my dad and my aunt. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this lady comes up to me and she's like, hey, this might be a stretch, but I kind of, your voice sounds very familiar. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, are you one of the hosts of Sra Podcast? And I looked at her and I said, you know what? I am. And she was like, wow, this is so cool. And, you know, I talked to her for a little bit, shook her hand, and then, you know, went on with the rest of my day, you know, drinking my boba tea. And out of the corner of my eye, I, you know, see a flash, and I'm like, what the heck? And I look over, she's trying to sneak a picture of me. And I was like, lady, we do not do that here. If you want a picture, just ask. And so she took a picture with me, and pretty much the rest is history.
Why haven't I seen this picture circulating on my Instagram page?
That's confidential. So.
Okay. You know what? I was once at like Walmart, and I saw this dude. And I'm like, looking at his shirt, I'm like, that looks familiar. My boy was repping a Sruz condensed chicken noodle screw it shirt. And I was like, there's no way. And then I looked again, and it was just a regular Campbell's soup shirt.
Oh my gosh.
I got real pumped for that few seconds.
I just can't. I think that's funny because I just can't imagine somebody just wearing a Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Except any shirt. Of our close friends.
Yeah.
For everyone listening. The Sruppets design is now live on TeePublic because we're too poor to make them anywhere else. So,
yeah. So if you literally donate to us, just like your money, if you want to, we'll just like invest in some screen printers and actually
that's right.
start making that.
And we'll sign them.
Yeah. We'll sign them.
Look, dude, why don't you just, it's not, if only one of us had like a famous cousin or something that we could reach out to and be like, hey, shout out my podcast and say it's the only good one on the market.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
He'd be like, no, I'm keeping my post to strictly deep fried photos and ones that are in negative tones.
Oh, you mean like invert?
Invert, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's right. It's just how we do it around here. Anyways, you know, to be honest with you, when I was, you know, out doing my counseling session, and I got that text from you saying, dude, get on. Let's record an episode. I was like, jumped out of that session early, was like, gonna go record this episode. Hopped in my car, drove as fast as I could, and felt a couple speed bumps, only there were four kids that I ran over with my car. Yeah. So I guess that's why they call it a 4Runner.
Wait. Your counseling is in person?
Yeah.
My therapy was always Zoom.
Well, was it during the pandemic era?
No, actually.
Oh.
I had the option to go in for in-person therapy, but I was never able to get off work in time. So, you know, but of course, the therapy offices close at like 3 p.m. for some reason, and they're not open on the weekends. So I'm like, you say you want me to have therapy and you want my mental health to get better, but you're never open. Anyways, I could really go for some Dutch Bros right now.
That's the ultimate therapy, is just nice drinks.
Just hit me. The craving just hit me.
Well, why don't you do it after this? I mean, you got off work early. I mean, I got a coffee right next to me.
What are you drinking? What's your go-to?
I don't really have a go-to. I mean, there are certain coffees that I like to get, but I've been going to this one place by my apartment that's actually really good, and they have like a spring menu. They have like all these different menus for different seasons, and right now they have a spring menu. So I'm kind of just, every time that I go there, I just get something new off the spring menu.
The spring menu? What is that? It consists of grass and flowers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. You know what? You know what insult I want to bring back? Why isn't the insult wiener used more often?
Don't be such a wiener, dude.
That and like, I really miss the old times when we would use frickin' ape. Remember how mad our parents used to get at us for saying that?
Yeah. What did they not get mad at us for that we came up with?
Mom was like, what, you're sniffing too loud? You're grounded for 6 months. Give me your phone.
What, you're eating chips but also chewing with your mouth closed, but it still makes a loud noise that you can't help?
Grounded.
You know what I got to say about that? Hop out the bun if you're going to act like a wiener.
My mom once came home one day from work, and I hate when they have these surprises that they claim they were going to take you out to do. And like me and Justice were just arguing about a little thing, and she was like, you know what? I was going to take you to go see the Lorax tonight, but I'm not going to anymore. And I was like, huh?
You're like, why didn't you use that before we got into an argument to give us something to not argue about?
If you would have came home and said, put on some clothes. Wait, we weren't naked. But if she was like,
just sitting there naked, put on some clothes. That's just a completely different story.
If she
put
was
on
like,
some clothes.
If she was like, put on your shoes. We're going to see the Lorax. We would have forgotten about that argument instantly. Anyways, just got a text.
What does it say? Can I kill you?
It says, nah, my lenses are made of plastic.
You're like, want to go out for some frozen yogurt? By the way, bring your plastic glasses.
She was like, we went out to dinner, and then she was like, I texted her when I got home, and I said, man, we should have got some ice cream, because I'm really craving it. If we would have gotten ice cream, I wouldn't have had to stop by the Plaid Pantry on the way home and pay freaking $10 for a pint of cookies and cream. And then
you know,
she was like,
Plaid Pantry thinks that they're getting up there. They think that they're getting a little prestigious, you know?
Plaid Pantry is ridiculously expensive now. I'm not trying to pay $4 for a box of sweet tarts.
You know, speaking of plastic glasses, do you remember in the early 2000s when, like, those plastic glasses were just, like, a trend? Those huge plastic glasses with no frame, or no...
Like the Clark Kent glasses?
Yeah, like, no lens in it. Just, yeah. Like, people would wear, like,
I had a pair of those.
Yeah, and or I hated that because my sister really liked that. And here I am, you know, born with a cataract and I have to wear glasses for the rest of my life, you know, and never be able to see out of my right eye again. And people are like, man, I wish I had glasses. And I'm like, I wish I didn't have glasses.
Dude, what's the deal with that? When I was younger, I wanted glasses so bad to the point where I was debating on like ruining my eyesight on purpose just so I could wear glasses. And then I hit freshman year and my eyes just go insanely bad and they continue to get worse through the years. And I have glasses, but I hate wearing them so much. I would rather not see than have to wear my glasses.
You know, that's just how it is. You know, if you wait long enough, the things that you want will eventually happen.
And then you don't want it anymore.
Exactly.
I also think that I look ugly with glasses. That's the part where you say you don't.
I was just going to say, I don't know. I think you look fine.
Fishing for compliments.
I wasn't going to be all like cutesy with it or anything, but I was...
Why not?
You look really hot with glasses, Isaiah.
Thanks. You know what they say.
There was something else. I had a transition from that, but...
There was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it was.
It's literally 100% of the time, every time we're recording an episode.
What's the deal with like these famous people? Like these big YouTubers are all of a sudden like, I'm going to start a podcast. Like Ted Nivison. I love Ted Nivison and Schlatt. And they make Chuckle Sandwich. What a great name for a podcast, for real. But
yeah, like, but Schlatt is just great. He's just like a great YouTuber and Schlatt person in general.
Dude, but so have you ever watched Ted Nivison's videos?
No.
Dude, he is hilarious.
Yes, I have.
Which one? The one where he went to every rainforest cafe in the U.S.?
Yeah, yes.
That was a great... And then he did another one where he went to every Margaritaville in the U.S. And then, with the Barbie movie coming out, he decided to sit down and watch all 48 Barbie movies at once.
Oh my gosh.
And came up with a conspiracy theory behind the Barbie movie.
Dang. That's pretty crazy.
It was like a 2-hour long video, and I sat down and committed to watching it, and I don't regret it.
The whole thing?
I watched the whole thing in one sitting. That's longer than in most movies. Anyways, where was I going with that?
That is pretty crazy.
The fact that these like famous YouTubers will decide to just sit down and watch a podcast, or start a podcast, but they can, because they already have an audience, and people will listen to it. Whereas us, two naturally born jokesters sit down and start a podcast. No one listens to it.
Yeah, well, we're starting from scratch.
I mean, they used to, I guess, back like 3 years ago when we were actually good about recording episodes.
Now we just fell off.
I guess it just goes to show that you're not consistent. You won't get an audience.
That's true. That's why you shouldn't give up on Nut Gang. That's what I'm saying.
I have to give up on Nut Gang. I'm just not going viral.
It's only been like half of a week.
That's why
you just got to consistently. My suggestion is keep being consistent with posting every day, but also change the audio, change the songs to something that's popular right now. And I guarantee you,
Freebird is always popular.
It is, but I'm just saying, like the most like recent song that's like blowing up.
What's the most recent song that's blowing up?
I have no idea.
Do you want me to add an insanely depressing song in there? Because we're all depressed here?
Yeah, do that.
All right, I'll give it one more shot. Do I need to upload multiple times a day or just once a day?
Just do it at least once or twice a day. But also, change, if you're going to do it for like going to try it out for a couple more days, change the audio every day to see which one works.
Well, here's the thing. I see accounts on Instagram. They upload the same video of Lightning McQueen flying through the air. Call it like McQueen Daily. And they have like 700,000 followers. How is that possible? Do they? Because they went from 56 followers to boom, 700,000. Did they buy these followers or something? Is that what we need? Do we need to buy listeners for this podcast?
Yeah, just buy bots to listen to it and nobody's actually listening to it.
I'm about to hop on Fiverr and hire a dude to listen to our podcast and critique it.
And then he'll probably be like, I got some bad news for you. This is not.
I got some bad news for you. Your podcast sucks.
I got some good news and I got some bad news. The bad news is you're never going to go anywhere with this podcast. And the good news is you can stop now while nobody listens to it.
Maybe we just need to interview some more people.
Like get Justice
back on here. Yeah.
Slugtus McApetron.
It's sad because I feel like our podcast used to actually be big. Like, I would look at the ratings on RSS and people would listen to it across the globe. And I'm like, how did this happen? Now we have two listeners, your mom and Connor from Market of Choice.
Yeah, he seemed really excited about that post.
He was. You know what's funny? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, what?
So I was listening to a podcast with someone, my ex-girlfriend, a few months ago. And we were listening to the Reborn episode because that was the only episode we released. And she was like, why do you talk like that on the podcast? It is so annoying. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's how I normally talk. She was like, no. And then she gave me like a fake microphone. She's like, act like you're talking on your podcast right now. I was like, what's up, guys? It's your boy Isaiah here with my co-host Elias. And welcome back to SRA, the podcast. You're right.
Honestly, there is a different voice that we used to do.
We were quite unhinged in those past episodes.
I wonder if we still do it. I don't even know it's reality.
I don't either. Anymore. But at the same time, I don't sit here and go, see, no, your boy pulled up to a 7-Eleven the other day, walked inside, looked at those taquitos sitting on the little tourney thing. I was like, what's up, girl? Give me a taquito. And then she was like, you want a taquito? I'm like, yeah, I want a taquito. So she threw a taquito in the bag, and then she was like, you know what? Because you're so nice, I'm going to give you another taquito. I think she was hitting on me. She must have thought I was cute. We locked eyes for like 2 seconds. Joke's on her. Paid for those for that singular taquito. Got a free taquito for free. One taquito for me. One taquito for my girlfriend. Walked out to the car and was like, here, girl. Here's a taquito. One taquito for me. One taquito for you. One taquito for free. One taquito paid for. One taquito for me. One taquito for you. One taquito for free. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that basically sums up the whole 30 minutes of that episode.
That's right. I don't hear you sitting down the other day and going, you know what? Went up on the good old mountains. Decided to snowboard. Watch some snowboarders. Decided to watch some snowboarders. Hit the slopes myself, without a board but with a person. Rode that baby like there's no tomorrow. Anyways, went to Vons, a grocery store, and I'm like, you know what, Dad? You can wait in the Starbucks line. I just had a Dr. Pepper, a DP myself. So I'm gonna hit that shizzle nizzle, baby. I listened to that so many times, I have the entire thing recorded, memorized.
You know, that kind of hit, though. Like, that kind of talking hit, though. So it did. I don't know.
Especially when it was good. You go back and listen to that, and the fact that you just came up with that straight off the top of your head, and you hear me wheezing in the background because I'm laughing so hard, like, that doesn't happen anymore. Is it just because we're depressed?
Well, I've always been depressed, but... Speaking of slicing and dicing, what's going to cure my depression? Anyways, little throwback joke there to the last episode.
Well, that's the thing, too, is you go back and listen to those old episodes, and in the moment when you're recording them, you're like, these suck. And you go back and listen to it 3 years later, and this is a gem.
Yeah, you're like, man, yeah, I don't know. It's so weird because, like, in the moment, you're just like, this is not going to work. This is not going to go good. And then, like, people, like, over the years, people are, like, quoting it, and they're like, man, that was actually... pretty funny, and you're just like, I didn't think so, but I'm glad that at least like somebody does. But
look, here's what we do: we hop on Instagram and we'll post something and be like, "Hey, anyone to leave us the best 5-star review on our podcast, I'll send you $20."
I was gonna say the person to have the best comment gets like a guest appearance on Sra.
A guest appearance. Who? Yeah, but it would probably be Jacob.
Yeah. That well, I'm man. Thinking, because I don't know how many people... I was thinking about it, because I don't know how many people would actually write a comment just because we fell off, but...
We did fall off. It's sad. We fell off. Jacob spews the funniest crap in the car. We were pulling out of a gas station the other day. And he just goes, I'm pregnant. I was like, what? Okay, and that was it. No context, just straight-faced. And then we just moved on. Like, didn't even acknowledge the fact that
He didn't even need a laugh. He just wanted to say it.
I'm pregnant. All right. Jacob's long hair.
Jacob's definitely gotten better with his comedic timing.
Oh, he has some of the best comedic timing I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how hard he had to work towards that, because it used to be the worst.
Probably years of bullying.
Years of bullying and depression. The longer his hair grew, the more better he got at comedic timing.
At everything. He just peaked when he was just decided one day, you know what? I'm going to grow out my hair and become Jacob the Long Hair.
That's right. I'm also going to change my Instagram name every 2 seconds, and every story I post is going to be a blurry close-up of my face.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what the best part about it is? I don't care. I could care less.
He's like,
and that's just the kind of attitude that attracts, he just attracts girls. Like, he's just a big walking clump of girls' numbers.
I stand by it. He's going to marry the hottest chick we've ever seen in our lives. It's going to happen.
There's only one hottest chick that I've ever seen in my life, and that's my wife.
We're at 36 minutes. We should probably cut it.
All right. I guess, like, thank you for listening, even if you've made it only 5 minutes into the episode, but just really appreciate it, and just want to leave you off with a little bit of advice. You know, if you're ever on the mountain, the good old mountain, you know, just make sure to hit the slopes, not with a snowboard, but with a person, and ride that baby like there's no tomorrow. And then hit up Vaughn's grocery store after that, and when your dad offers you some Starbucks, just say, you know, Dad, you can wait in the Starbucks line. I just had a Dr. Pepper DP myself, so I'm just going to hit the shizzle nizzle, baby. Because you've been holding in a good old pee for about 2 hours, and then you're going to go into the bathroom, get a nice stream ricocheting off the urinal, right back onto your pants. And then there's going to be a person sitting down taking a dumple numple. And you're just also going to hear a thud, and there's going to be a roll of toilet paper exiting the stall, soaking up all the water from the spillage of the sink. And then you're going to hear that person cuss because they just dropped the last piece of toilet paper that they can have access to actually wipe their dumple numple off their, you know, dingleberry hair in their hairy butt cheek forest, you know? So that's all I got to say, really, but good luck.
Well, all I got to say is I hate you all. Thank you for listening. If you listen to this and got this far and you leave a review on our podcast, I will personally send you $1. It has to be on iTunes, though. So if you have an Android, sorry, you suck.
Hashtag stay blessed.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a good night, and we'll see you all in the next episode.